Tanorabanan. We have a validated braisa. Alba mishmoot habiyalayla livre Rebbe. Rebbe is of the opinion that the night is divided into four watchings. Rabbi Natan omer shalosh. Rabbi Natan, he holds that the night is divided into three watchings. Rebbe and Rabbi Natan were contemporaries. Rebbe was in Israel. Rabbi Natan Habavli was in Babylon. Yeah, so they were the last generation of Mishnah, technically. So that's the braisa.
He was in... Even during the Bryce, the Mishnah period, he was in Babylon.
Mm-hmm. He composed a version of Mishnah in Babylon, and Rebbe composed a version of Mishnah in Israel.
Okay. Left over from the first exile.
I don't know. My time and Rabbi Natan. What's the source for Rabbi Natan's opinion? Because it says the following verse. It says that when Gidon came to attack the Midianite camp, so it says, "Vayevo Gidon u'me'a isha sh'ayto b'kzeh ha'machaneh." Gidon came, he had divided his 300 men into three groups. He came with his group of 100 to the edge of the camp, Rosh Hashmot HaTichona, at the beginning of the Tichona watch, Tana, and we have a braisa that says, "En Tichona l'shesh lefana u'lachareh." Tichona means that it's the middle. Tichona means there's one before and one after. So if Tichona indicates that there is before it and there is after it, so that seems to indicate that the night is divided into three watchings. Now we're talking about the watchings of the Gentile army. Answer, we saw on Amud Aleph that the watchings in heaven correspond to the watchings below. So the question is, what's considered the norm in the armies down below? So go check out all the armies. Yes, but if the Navi bothers to tell me a detail like that, that seems unimportant, then obviously the Navi is telling me something. So we assume that the Navi is telling us that this is the way watchings work. The fact that you'll find an army that divides the night into four, or other armies that divide it into three, okay, so how does it go in heaven? So this pasuk indicates that this is what the Navi saw fit to record. That this was a watch that has before and after it, seemingly indicating that the night is divided into three watchings. V'Rebbe, so what does Rebbe do with this source? Rebbe holds the night is divided into four. Answers Rebbe, my tichona, achat min ha-tichona shebatichonot. Rebbe says, yeah, there are two middle watchings. There are two. You have the first, you have the last, and then two in the middle. And each of those could be called tichona. Mm-hmm. When the verse says tichona, it means one of the middle ones. The Rabbi Natan, so what does Rabbi Natan respond? He says, miktiv tichona shebatichonot. Does it say one of the middle ones? It says tichona ktiv. It says the middle one. The middle one seems to indicate there is one middle one, not two. So that's what Rabbi Natan says. This pasuk seems to indicate the night is divided into three. My time and the Rebbe. What's the source for Rebbe? Amar Zrika, Amar Avami, Amar Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Zrika quotes Rav Ami in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Remember, Rebbe says the night is divided into four. So how do you get the night divided into four watching? So he says like this. Ketuv echad omer. One verse, King David describes, Chatzot laila kum lehodot lechan mishpatei tzidkecha. I get up at midnight to thank you for your righteous laws that you gave us. So when is King David getting up to sing before God? Midnight. And another pasuk describes, Kadmui naya shmurot. My eyes would open wide. They would precede watchings with a S. Multiple. So that means that the time he opened his eyes to praise God precedes at least two watchings. Well, if he's saying he gets up at midnight, and he says that he precedes two watchings, that seems to indicate that at midnight, you still have two watchings to go. Well, that could only work if you're dividing the night into four. If you're dividing the night into three, then you have one and a half left. Haketzad has that work. Abba mishmot ha-be'alayla. You have to say the night is divided into four. V'Rebbe Natan. So how does Rebbe Natan factor that pasuk in? Answers the Gemara. Savah lak Rabbi Yeshua. He's going with the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua and the Mishnah. Titnan, for the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yeshua omer at shalosh shaot, one may pray the morning shachris shmon esrei till 3 hours into the day. She can derech melachim lamod b'shalosh shaot, because kings ordinarily wake up 3 hours into the day. So when David said my eyes preceded watchings, so he doesn't mean literally the watchings of the night. What he means is the amount of time in the watchings, meaning other kings get up 3 hours into the day. So you have 6 hours left of night, he's getting up midnight, plus another two during the day. That equals 8 hours. 8 hours is two watches, right? If the night is 12 hours, and according to Rabbi Natan, the night is divided into three watches. That means 12 divided by 3. Every guard, every shift, every watch is 4 hours. So when David is getting up at midnight, technically he's getting up 8 hours before any other king. So that's what it means, my eyes preceded 2 shifts. They preceded all other kings by 2 shifts. How so? Each shift equals 4 hours. I got up 8 hours before any other king. Shit leila, 6 hours of the night, v'tati d'imama in 2 of day. Havalu shtei mishmarot, so that adds up to 2 watchings. So that's the Gemara's first answer. That's how Rabbi Natan answers up Rabbi's proof. Ravashi amar mishmera upalga nami mishmerot kaula. Ravashi says, what does it mean watchings? 1.5 is also multiple watchings. You don't need a full 2 watchings. If he's getting up at midnight, and that's 1.5 shifts before daybreak, so that's also called watchings. That's good enough. Okay, we'll pick up here Bezachim next time.